Liz is back. Yay.
Yay.
They're looking glamorous this morning, don't you think?
Well, the jewelry, the outfit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of elegant.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
He must need a favor, Liz.
I feel elegant this morning.
Well, good.
Yeah, and you know, you are allowed senior moments to forget every now and then.
He's not.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's okay.
Thank you. I'm glad you are understanding.
Yeah.
Other people in this building are not.
So we're gearing up for our bus trip. In fact, we have a full bus. We have a waiting list because we have 50. So we have a full bus going. Yeah. And we're heading out in September 9th.
And this one is headed for?
Myrtle Beach. And Charleston.
Oh, yes.
So, and it's a show trip, really.
Okay.
They are going to take us to different performances throughout Myrtle Beach, stage performances, musicals, that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to that. When we went on our last trip, if you recall, I mentioned when we went to Pigeon Forge, we did a show trip.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people on the bus who had been to Branson said that the shows were just as good, if not better, than Branson.
Good to hear.
So we're hoping the same situation occurs when we go to Myrtle Beach.
Very good. Other trips before the end of the year?
I kind of doubt it at this time. I hate to try to plan a winter trip because of weather. And we know in Indiana, we never know from one day to the next what's going to be like. And I'm not real excited about getting on a bus when there's icy and snow-covered roads. So that's just me.
So personally, we'll look for a spring trip then.
Yes, definitely.
All right. I was going to say, do you have 2019 trips mapped out?
No, we don't.
Not yet.
We'll be working on those very shortly.
That sounds good. So what else is on the calendar at the Senior Center that you'd like to draw attention to this morning, Liz?
Well, we have our foot clinic, which I don't know if we've talked about that in the past.
Maybe a little bit.
We have actually nurses that work at the VA hospital in Fort Wayne that are foot specialists that come down and will trim people's toes and toenails and calluses on their feet and so forth. They come about once a month. You have to have an appointment ahead of time to get in to see them. And they're usually filled from the time they get there until they leave.
Good.
And they're coming on August the 15th. And I think I have a few appointments available still for that.
Starts what, at 8:30 in the morning? Am I reading that right?
Correct. Until probably the last appointment would probably be about 2 o'clock.
I see.
So we have that going on. We have our regular activities. We have, this time in August, we have a Mary Kay representative that's coming in to do facials on our members that would like to have a facial and fresh makeup for the day or whatever, and that is on August the 9th. And then John Velasquez, excuse me, that may not be correctly pronounced, but John, forgive me, you know that's a tongue twister, is going to do a birds and nature presentation at the center on August the 17th. So we're looking forward to that too. He's an expert in that area and he does quite a good presentation.
Is it too early for me, Liz, to ask about what you might be doing during the upcoming holidays? And I'm speaking more, I guess, about Thanksgiving and Christmas, whether there are going to be opportunities for people to make or purchase wreaths or at some fundraising that may go on at that time.
In fact, we're planning on doing our fall craft show, and Pat Kearney is in charge of that, and she will be displaying her crafts and wreaths so forth for purchase there at the Senior Center, as well as we'll have booths available for others to participate. And that's the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
I see.
So,
and I'm guessing the booth space is pretty reasonably priced, if
yes,
I recall.
Yes, it is. It's $30 for the booth space, so that's very reasonable for somebody to come in.
Is it too early for people to go ahead and reserve a booth?
No, not really. If they want to, we'd be more than glad to welcome them.
Other ideas that have been going through the brain, the mind of Liz Wright or other people down at the center? Can we expect some new things, maybe?
We're just so excited that we're doing as well as we are. We're excited about the public support, corporate support, and people are beginning to realize that we are a gem in the community. And they're pleasantly surprised when they come to visit us for the first time. The center is a very clean, safe atmosphere for our seniors, and they are always welcome to come and see us.
Numbers going up, Liz?
Yes, they are.
Excellent.
You know, we never talk about it, but you've got parking available behind the building there, don't you?
Yes.
For people who want to drive.
Directly behind the building is our handicap spaces with easy access in and out of the building. And then we have right there, catacorner behind us is behind the church.
At God's House.
Yes. That is our parking space.
Yep.
And then across the street, catacorner in front of the center, we have another huge parking lot. So we have very ample parking.
So do you have lots of folks who do drive?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The majority of our people do.
Good.
And those that don't drive often will take the Lifestream bus to the center.
That's right.
And some of our members have family and friends that drop them off for the day.
Okay.
Liz, anything you'd like to mention before we wrap up this morning?
I would just like to welcome all the seniors in Grant County to come and visit us.
And in Grant County, at the Senior Center, what age are we talking about?
50 and older.
There you go. We'll get a lot of our listeners fall into that category. We'll hope to send them your way.
Okay.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.